Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the section on Isal al-Sawab and Sawab al-Jariyah. Isal al-Sawab after a person has passed away. People send Sawab for him in different forms, different formats. And Sawab al-Jariyah, that person that did some action in his life, that now the reward of that action continues even after this person has passed away. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إن مما يلحق المؤمن من حسناته بعد موته علما نشره أو ولدا صالحا تركه أو مصحفا ورثه أو مسجدا بناه أو بيتا لابن السبيل بناه أو نهرا أجراه وفي رواية عن أنس مرفوعا أو غرس نخلا. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the following are from amongst the good actions would reach the believer even after his death. So the following are from amongst the good actions which reaches the believer after his death: knowledge which he proliferated, knowledge which he made it known, he shared it with somebody. So he taught somebody something, so that knowledge that he taught and he shared with somebody, that now will come to his benefit when people are practicing, when people are making amal, and when people are teaching other people also, now he's getting the reward of that. The next is a righteous child whom he left behind. Next is a copy of the Quran which he left in his estate. Naturally, the righteous child will be doing good actions. He will be performing salah, he will be giving charity, he will be helping people, he will be reciting Quran, he will be making dua, he will be making istighfar on behalf of his father or his mother. So naturally, this pious child will be doing good deeds, and the reward of that now will be coming. Because this person had made effort on that child when that child was alive, and when he was alive, this person had made effort on their child, so the reward of that action of the child now is coming to him. Next is a copy of the Quran which he left in his estate. Imagine a simple thing like the Quran Sharif which he left in his estate. Somebody now will inherit that Quran. They will be reading that Quran Sharif and he will be getting the sawab in his qabr. The next is a masjid which he built. The next is a traveler's lodge which he built. This traveler's lodge, what we normally call a musafir khana. Sometimes people are traveling for far and wide. Sometimes they're coming for collection, or sometimes they're just traveling, they got no place to stay, they need to stay overnight. So there's some cheap accommodation, or there's some accommodation that a person has made for people specifically that are traveling, that are musafir. This is a great sawab. It's not so common in our country, but in India and other places, it was very, very common before. And you'll find musafir khanas, because there wasn't that ease of flights, and there wasn't that ease of transport. So sometimes the journey would take few days, and they would need to stop over somewhere. So people will build up this musafir khanas, that this musafir, I am taking care of him. After this person is gone, musafir will come and stay there. He'll get the sawab in his qabr for taking care of the musafir. The next is a spring water which is a source of well or a borehole. So a spring, a water source, any water source such as a well or borehole which he dug and he caused to flow. Another narration of Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu has the words, or he planted a date palm. This person just planted one date tree. He planted one tree. People are eating of the fruits of the tree. He passed away. And after that, people are eating of the fruits. Birds are coming and the birds are eating from that fruit. Whoever insects are eating, whoever is benefiting from that fruit, this person is in cover and he is benefiting. Therefore, when we look for investments, we should think intelligently. Let me invest my money in such a place that the investments and the returns will continue even after I pass away. The investments of this dunya, once a man passes away, immediately, if it's funds in the account, they get frozen until now the estate is wound up and is transferred to the heirs. Or if it is shares in some company, then the returns now, the shares are transferred to somebody else, one of his heirs, or who he made wasiyat for. And now that's where it goes to, and the returns go to that person. But when a person is intelligent, he'll think, now let me see how my investments, how my money, how my wealth can be invested in such a place that even when my eyes are closed, those investments are not frozen, the dividends are still coming to me. Maybe somebody else will benefit from the physical amounts, but I will benefit from the rewards. So this is how a person should think as far as the investments are concerned. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna allaha yarfa'u darajata lil abdi salihi fil jannati wa yaqulu ya rabbi anna li hadihi فَيَقُولُ بِاسْتِغْفَارِ وَلَدِكَ لَكَ. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala will elevate the rank of a righteous servant in paradise. The servant will ask, O Allah, how did I receive this rank? Allah Ta'ala will reply, by virtue of your children seeking forgiveness for you. Allah Ta'ala will elevate the rank of the righteous servant in paradise. The servant will ask, he'll be surprised, my ranks are being elevated, my ranks are going up. He will ask, oh Allah, how did I receive this rank? You would think that I'm not deserving of this. Obviously nobody is deserving, it's only through the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he'll ask Allah Pak, how did I receive this rank? Allah Pak will tell him, by virtue of your children making istighfar for you. Children are asking for forgiveness on your behalf. By virtue of that, I have increased and I have raised your ranks. And Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يتبع الرجل يوم القيامة من الحسنات أمثال الجبال فيقول أن هذا فيقال باستغفار ولدك لك. هذا أبو سعيد خدري رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, good deeds as huge as mountains will follow a person on the day of resurrection. So now his good deeds that he did, his a'mals, they will appear the size of mountains and they will follow the person on the day of Qiyamah. So these good deeds as huge as mountains will follow a person on the day of resurrection. He will ask, from where did this come? He will be surprised. So much good deeds, size of mountains are following me. Where did this come from? He will ask, from where did this come? He will be told, by virtue of your children seeking forgiveness for you. Your children asked for maghfirat and they asked for forgiveness for you. By virtue of that, you have got this great, great reward. So one more hadith. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ما الميت في القبر إلا كالغريق المتغوث ينتظر دعوة تلحقه من أب أو أم أو ولد أو صديق فإذا لحقه كانت أحب إليه من الدنيا وما فيها وإن الله لا يدخل على أهل القبور من دعاء أهل الأرض أمثال الجبال وإن هدية الأحياء إلى الأموات الاستغفار لهم. حضرة عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the deceased in his grave is like a drowning person waiting to be rescued. He waits for the supplication of a father, a mother, a child, or a friend reaching him. When it reaches him, it is more beloved to him than the world and whatever is in it. Allah Pak conveys rewards equal to mountains to the inhabitants of the graves on account of the prayers of the people of the world for them. The gift of the living to the dead is the seeking of forgiveness for them. Person that is in the grave is like a drowning person waiting to be rescued. He waits for the dua of his father, his mother, his child, his friend reaching him. When it reaches him, it is more beloved to him than the whole world and whatever it contains. My Ustad Hazrat Mufti Sahib, he mentions once that some people had asked him that what is the problem with having a 40-day khatam? When a person passes away, and generally you'll find in a lot of places that after 40 days they have a khatam. So he said, I remembered, it was, I just had qualified at that time and had come back, and I remember the advices of my Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. He's explained to people with examples. Sometimes you just give a person a masla, and he doesn't understand the masla, but when you give him an example, then he understands the example. So he mentions that he gave an example similar to what this hadith is explaining, that a person is in a qabr is like a drowning person. He's waiting for any dua of the mother, of the father, of a friend, the child. So he says, if one of you have got a child that is overseas, and the child needs money, and the child has requested for money, will you wait for 40 days before you send the money, or will you send the money immediately? He said, all the people told him, no, we'll send the money immediately. So he said, a person who has passed away is like this. This hadith says, like a drowning person. He's waiting to be rescued. Should we now wait for 40 days, or 50 days, or 60 days, or whatever time period before we start sending Isol or Sawab? No, we should start sending immediately. Why? Because see how happy the person gets, and that happiness is more than the whole world and whatever it contains to that person. So therefore, immediately we should start sending. Don't wait for a specific occasion. And the easy way of doing it is when we're sitting in talks like this, and person makes, oh Allah, whatever reward I'm getting, send it to my marhum mother, marhum father, for all the marhumin. Person can increase. It doesn't mean that now the sawab for each person will decrease. The full reward will be given to every person. So the person is just sitting and he's listening to one talk of deen. He should make the easy way of making isal or sawab. Whatever reward I'm getting for this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send it to all the marhumin. A person is giving some nafil sadaqah, some charity, he's giving, making the niyat for all the marhumin, reading nafil namaz, in his heart he got the niyat, to Allah, I'm sending all this for the marhumin. So like that he can continuously be sending. There's no need to wait for a specific khatam or a specific date. All the time he's sending sawab for those people that have passed away, and they really, really appreciate it. Like a drowning person, he doesn't want to wait for a long period before the boat comes, before the lifesaver comes. Immediately he's looking for assistance, and when that assistance comes, how happy he gets. So ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has likened the person in the qabr like a drowning person. You should see how much more we can send all the time for these people. And many times it happens such way a person, he takes out time and effort to send sawab for those people that are marhum and passed away. Allah Pak will make it such when he passes away, somebody else will take out their time and effort to send sawab for him. May Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.